What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new, thank you for joining. And if you're returning, as always, thank you for coming back. So, the Super Bowl. Well, let's dive into this. There was a lot of things up with the Super Bowl. First of all, I mean, we're not gonna get into like the sports analysis of the game itself, but the game itself was, I think, and most people watched it. If you saw it, you know, it was pretty slow for the most part. It wasn't too entertaining at all, and I don't know, it wasn't. There's nothing too fantastic about it. Even the commercials weren't very good. And it didn't seem like most of the usual kind of, going all out with the ads didn't really happen this year. And the halftime show was a huge letdown. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of you all know, but if you don't know, so apparently a petition was signed by 1.2 million people to have Maroon 5 play Sweet Victory. And if you don't know what that's from, on an episode of SpongeBob, there was an episode where they were playing at like the Super Bowl, but they called it the Bubble Bowl, and they played this song Sweet Victory. So everyone wanted to see that in the Super Bowl. And so 1.2 million people signed a petition for this. And I guess Maroon 5 and Travis Scott had posted like teaser stuff of that song. And so everyone got the idea that they were going to be playing this at the Super Bowl, based off all the teasers and stuff that Maroon 5 and Travis Scott and whoever else posted. So, alright, so the halftime show starts. Alright, they didn't start off with it. Okay, you know, we all waited. And I was with, I went and watched the Super Bowl with family. We're all together, had like a cookout and watched it. And so we were all sitting there at the table watching, kind of waiting for it, because we had all heard about it, and we're all, I mean, we actually were expecting that they were going to play Sweet Victory based off all the teasers and all the talk and all the hype for it. It's like, you hyped it up so much, so how can you not, right? So we're watching it, they didn't play it, and then all of a sudden, they play a clip from SpongeBob from that episode, from the Bubble Bowl, so like a 5-second clip, and then there's all like these like cartoon edited in meteors and shit falling from the sky, and then like land, you know, in the center of the stadium, and then, you know, they had like actual fire and debris stuff set up, like it crashed there, like Travis Scott showed up, and then all of a sudden goes into sicko mode and no Sweet Victory. And so everyone is like, you know, what's going on? Yeah. Like, you just played like 5 seconds of a clip of SpongeBob in that episode where they play Sweet Victory. I think the episode's called Band Geeks. But everyone was like waiting for it, and they get sicko mode instead. So what was funny is, like, at that time I was like, alright, you know, what a letdown. You know, maybe they'll play it at the end or something. And still nothing. They just played to the, like, they just played different songs, and then you know, whoever the other artist is, I can't remember his name, they did something together, and then that was it. Halftime was over and no Sweet Victory. And like, all of us were looking at each other like, what the hell? Like, I thought they were gonna play it, you know, all this hype and nothing. And so it was funny, because I went on like iFunny afterwards and went into collective, and almost like 9 out of 10 like memes that I was scrolling through were about the halftime show and not playing Sweet Victory. So people were pretty mad. People were pretty upset that they hyped it up, that they teased it so much, and that they didn't do it. So you had like these memes and stuff called, you know, attacking everything, like mad at Maroon 5, mad at Travis Scott, mad at the NFL, mad at Pepsi, since it was the Pepsi they sponsored the halftime show. So you have fans like lashing out at everyone because they're so pissed that they were let down, you know, they didn't play Sweet Victory. So I'm sure that that's going to be in the news a lot, and there's going to be a lot of memes continuing about that. So it'd be funny, interesting to see. But yeah, it felt like a huge letdown. On top of everything else, the fact that, you know, the game itself was so boring. It stayed pretty much even the whole time until the very end. And I think it's the lowest scoring Super Bowl game leading up to halftime in history. I think Super Bowl IX was the previous record holder for that. But yeah, after that I kind of lost interest in the game. The game was relatively boring, and halftime show was a huge letdown. The commercials weren't that great. And it was weird that you think the Toy Story commercial would have a better spot, and they put Toy Story 4 at the very end, like right as the Super Bowl ended. So it's like, I don't know if that was the best spot for it. It was kind of weird that it was only in that spot. Oh, there was an Avengers and New Avengers Endgame trailer, which was kind of cool. It really didn't show anything. I guess it was just kind of cool to see it. But yeah, overall, huge letdown. But moving on, maybe next year will be better. There's always one next year, so see how that goes. And switching gears from the Super Bowl and letdowns from that, this is kind of a high note after that BS that was going on in the Super Bowl. But finally played the Jump Force demo, like on the very last day that it was open, and it was good. I didn't play long enough to really get down all the fighting mechanics. It doesn't seem too difficult. It's pretty straightforward for the most part, and it's been a long time since I've played an arena style fighting game. Mostly I play like Dragon Ball Fighters and Street Fighter and stuff like that, so I haven't really played much arena fighters, so I had to get used to kind of that moving around in a fighting game in a 3D space. But it was really good, and they made the combos super epic, and like your special moves or super moves, I can't remember what they call it in the game, or like a lot of them are super epic, and it'll actually damage the arena. So like you're playing as Goku and you do like the Kamehameha, and it'll actually kind of throw away debris on the ground, and you actually see like some of the effects on in the battle space. And then also what they kind of did was cool is the more damage your character takes, like you can actually see the battle damage, so you'll start to see cuts and bruises and wounds, and you know, the clothes will tear. So that was kind of cool. That was a cool little details that they put into the game, and it seemed to run all right. I didn't play multiplayer. I only played against the CPU, so I'm not sure. I didn't hear any real problems with the multiplayer, and I watched some gameplay footage of people playing the multiplayer, and I didn't see a whole lot of lag. I take some of that back. I guess I heard that there was some lag still, but from what I saw, it didn't seem too horrible. So hopefully they'll be able to kind of fix that by the time the game actually releases. And it was it's kind of, I kind of like the thing where you play the game and you're in like the sort of lobby area, and it's everybody has their own avatar, and you see all of them, and you kind of run around. I kind of like they did with Dragon Ball Fighters, and I think that's cool, rather than just, you know, starting in like a normal kind of start menu, and then you hit like multiplayer, and then you wait in the lobby and there's nothing going on. It's kind of, I think it's kind of like a cool little element to actually have like an avatar and be able to run around in an open space, and then you go to like certain areas for multiplayer battles or for the store or whatever. So I don't know, something things like that. I think it's cool. But it was fun. I'm looking to get the game when it comes out. It comes out like 3 days after my birthday or whatever. So hopefully I'll be getting that and talk more about the final product of the game, and then probably stream it on Twitch. So if anyone wants to see any gameplay of it, see me get my ass kicked online. Probably won't be very good at it. I'll post something on Twitter, talk about it, and probably talk about it again on the podcast. You can watch me on Twitch at Sandwraith12. Twitch.tv/Sandwraith12. And this should be interesting, and I'm looking forward to that one dropping. And I also saw the Anthem demo. I didn't play it myself, but my cousin had it downloaded. I never got myself around to downloading it. I just felt like I was going to be let down by it. But I saw my cousin play it, and it looks really good. And the flight mechanics and stuff looks cool. And it has, almost makes me a little sad, because it has those Mass Effect vibes to it. And it's kind of sad that Mass Effect as a franchise is kind of over. And they ruined the third one, and I don't know if they're continuing with another Andromeda. So, kind of sad at that, but it looks really good, and the gameplay seems cool. My cousin was saying that it was pretty unforgiving, that the combat is kind of difficult. If you're familiar with the Mass Effect combat system, it's very similar to that. It looks a lot like that, actually. But it's kind of like in the style of Destiny, but I think them not having like a huge, massive open world single player element to it was kind of a wasted opportunity, because it looks like it'd be a really good game for that, rather than the whole multiplayer, like everyone's in the server and it's like Destiny where you gather together to do missions and stuff, which is cool, but I don't know, I feel like it'd be a good medium for a really good single player story. But it didn't seem like there was lag. There's kind of a lot of more loading screens than I would have thought. Like as he was traveling around, he went to this one area and there was a loading screen, which kind of sucks that it's not all seamless. But I mean, I'm not sure, that might be out of their control just with the technology and how big the map seemed to be and all the stuff that's going on. But it looks like an interesting game. I'll be interested to see, as I'm sure everyone else, when it actually comes out. But I really get the feeling that it's going to be riddled with microtransactions like crazy. It just seems like that's going to be a thing. But anyways, already hit like 12 minutes in the podcast, so hope everyone has a great Monday, and hope everyone has a great week. And we'll be back on the podcast on Wednesday. So take care, everyone.